You know somebody struggling with weight loss and they have PCOS? Let's talk about it. Weight loss over coffee. Welcome to a new episode. We do this every morning, sometime randomly. It is posted everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. But if you're struggling with weight loss and you have PCOS, there is a huge correlation, huge one, with what we're eating. One of the symptoms, too, of having PCOS is the menstrual cycles are all over the place. And one thing I've definitely seen with my clients and the amount of people that I've helped and the feedback that I get, they're like, Tyler, it's crazy. I haven't had a menstrual cycle in months. And now, after just 1 week of doing what you talk about, I started. Hormones play a huge factor in weight loss and having the body function correctly, having the body function the way that it should. And with PCOS, it is difficult to get pregnant. There's a lot of higher risk of miscarriages and stuff. And the reason I talk about PCOS is so many people are struggling with weight loss because of it, because of having PCOS, because of the hormone imbalance, because of the problems that they have while having PCOS. And it's crazy because I've got people who come to me and have been struggling with weight loss their entire life with PCOS. And we changed two things on how to lose the body fat. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what we do. I give you guys my entire step-by-step plan for free anyways. But a huge one is being insulin sensitive. Insulin, blood sugars, a hormone. It affects PCOS. And the beauty of that is being insulin resistant. If you guys haven't watched or listened to the last video that I talked about how to reverse insulin resistance, definitely go watch that or listen to it after you watch this one. Because if you're struggling with weight loss and you got PCOS, let's freaking break it down. Let's make it to where you're not struggling with weight loss anymore, because it truly is simple. I've got tons of women who have PCOS getting amazing results just in their first couple weeks. And it's just because of two main things. But insulin resistant is going to actually hinder you with having PCOS. And it's going to hinder you of trying to lose body fat if you're insulin resistant. That's the thing. Here in America, majority of people's diets is 70% carbs. Eating all the garbage out of a box. Cereals, breads, pastas, tortillas, sodas, candies, cookies, donuts. All of that is just carbs and sugars. There's no nutritional value to it. So why eat it? That's why I always tell people, you got to eat to live, not live to eat. Don't eat empty calories. Popcorn, it's just empty calories. There's no nutritional value to it. You got the skinny pop. It kills me when products, they do a great job at marketing. It says skinny. You're like, I want to be skinny. I'm going to grab that. And then you grab it, you eat it. Your blood sugars go up. It's literally just carbs and sugars with 1 gram of protein. 150 calories of just carbs and sugars. Empty calories is the American diet. That's what it is because of all of the companies making millions and billions of dollars making the taste good. It's just products down the grocery store aisles. You want to eat real food? Get meat and veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit. Something that's not man-made, where you literally eat it and it's straight from the ground or an animal or the sea. Yes, you guys can eat fish. Fish is a meat. A lot of people ask, can I have fish? Yes, fish is a meat, ladies and gents. But being insulin resistant can actually cause the PCOS too because of the hormone imbalance. And that's what PCOS, it has to do with the hormone. So basically, essentially, PCOS, to dumb it down for everybody out there. If you don't have PCOS, don't even worry about it. But women are essentially producing a higher amount of a hormone that males produce. So if insulin resistance, if carbs and sugars, too many carbs and sugars make people insulin resistant, and then insulin resistant has a higher cause of being a main reason of making people be having PCOS, it all correlates back to nutrition. It is craziness on how many things and how many diagnoses, how many problems here in America that people develop because of the food we are eating. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it being the food. People talk about it lack of exercise. People say it's too many calories. It's not calories in versus calories out. When it comes down to actually being healthy. And that is one thing that I'm so sick and tired of hearing is when people are like, oh, you want to lose body fat and get healthy? It's just calories in versus calories out. They don't even talk about being healthy. They just talk about making the scale move. You want to make the scale move? I can make the scale move for you in less than an hour workout. It's just going to be water weight. Stop worrying about the scale. It's about actually getting healthy, balancing the hormones, having the body function correctly. I got one story of a client who was struggling to get pregnant. She was also struggling to lose weight. Within less than a year, she dropped 45 pounds and she had a baby. Her and her hubby were having a tough time getting pregnant because of the PCOS, because of the hormone imbalance. Hormones absolutely do play a factor in the body functioning correctly. And with the body functioning correctly, you're going to lose body fat as long as you are taking in the right amount of calories still. Yes, it still comes down to your calories and taking in enough calories, taking in enough nutrients, because under-eating will stop you from getting the results that you want. That's why I give you guys the calorie calculator for free. So when you guys just go to the website, FullertonNutrition.com, I do give you the calorie calculator. Make sure you guys watch the video on the calorie calculator page. I break down how to actually use it to make sure you are taking in enough calories. But if anyone were to tell you that it's not about hormones, literally just stop talking to them and really focus on taking in the right amount of calories and eating real food. Those are the two things you have to do. That is it. I literally just knocked out how to lose body fat with two things. Take in the right amount of calories. I give you the calorie calculator. Then hit your calories eating real food. Meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit. If you want to do dairy, go for it. I just don't drink milk. I honestly don't do a lot of dairy. The only dairy I'm going to do is going to be cheese. I don't like yogurt personally, but if you want to do yogurt, go for it. I've made plenty of videos of which of the three top yogurts I would be going for. So if you guys aren't following me on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, make sure you guys definitely do that. Just Coach Tyler Fullerton everywhere and on the podcast. You guys can watch this and listen to this on the podcast too. But those two things you change. I promise you, in the next 6 months, you will have the most amazing results that you never thought you could ever get and as quickly as you can get. It shouldn't be difficult to lose body fat. And the reason some people are struggling is because people are going in and just eating whatever they want because they're paying these trainers, nutritionists, and dietitians who have just been talking about, oh, eat whatever you want in a calorie deficit. That's all that matters. I promise you, you're not going to be able to reverse insulin resistance if you're in a calorie deficit on all you ate was Twinkies, breads, pastas, tortillas, candy, and soda. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to get off the diabetic medications. You're not going to be able to change up the cholesterol and have healthy LDLs and healthy HDLs and have good numbers there, getting off the high blood pressure medications. At the end of the day, it's the food, but nobody wants to stop eating the garbage. People want to continue eating cake every single week, every single weekend, birthday parties. People don't want to stop, and that's the thing, and that's why I talk about it so much. You have to have your why. Why do you want to do it? If you want to continue eating it, but you know the repercussions of being unhealthy, then go for it. No one can make you do anything, but don't sit there and complain about being fat and overweight and being unhealthy and taking all these drugs if you're not going to be the change. That is the number one thing that drives me the most insane is when people bitch and complain about something, but don't change. You listen to this right now. If you've made it this far in this video, you have zero excuse now. I told you I give you my entire step-by-step plan for free. I do one-on-one coaching every single night for free, 7 p.m. Arizona time. You have no excuse. You just have to be the change. I don't sugarcoat anything. People are like, wow, you're super blunt. You're right, I am, because I'm so damn passionate about this. Because I know there are people out there who are struggling with weight loss, doing anything and everything they can, thinking about doing weight loss surgery. Don't do it. Go watch the video I posted on that one, Weight Loss Over Coffee. Thousands of dollars on products. I own Fullerton Nutrition. I own a supplement company. Nothing makes you lose body fat. Killing yourself in the gym. I've got people down 100 pounds in less than a year. Not working out. So if you have PCOS or you know somebody who does, share this out, tag them in it, send it to them, let them know, hey, you can absolutely get results with PCOS. You don't have to do a crash course diet. Stop doing diets. Stop doing keto. Stop doing Whole30. Stop doing paleo. Just eat real food. Day by day, meal by meal, hit your calorie goal for weight loss, and I promise you, things will start changing dramatically. It's the most important thing. You have to be the change. So on that note, ladies and gents, welcome to Weight Loss Over Coffee. We're doing this every single morning. Tune in tonight for the one-on-one calls. You need help? Give me a ring.